Mpumalanga's Rise FM. It is the third and final hour of the Rise FM lunch with Ms. K. I did say, Guti, we are going to be having a conversation with Hlomla Dandala, and he's going to be telling us about an app that's going to be very helpful in fighting gender-based violence. This is Emkhatsini with 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. But as we know, this is something that we are fighting throughout the year because it happens every day. And I think lomnyaka lona kube sesenje kwendeka kakhulu kakhulukati ngalesikhathi siku lockdown now uyabuka ama statistics basho ukuthi akhubuke kakhulu kabi. There's a lot that needs to be done, and every little action to fight gender-based violence is appreciated, and we will give it the platform that we can as Rise FM so that it reaches as many people as possible. Hlomla, good afternoon. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for taking the time, but most importantly, thank you for the work that you are doing. Now, I got to find out about the app. I was watching a certain TV show, and you mentioned it, and I was like, this we have to talk about, because not everybody watches TV, you know, but we have people that are listening to e-radio. Now, we're always calling on men to take action, men to speak up against gender-based violence, and you have. Can you talk to us about the app? I'm not sure if it's pronounced SOSS. You will help me there?
It's pronounced SOS.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yes, just SOS.
All right, great. Tell us about it.
So SOS came out of a tragic event that happened to someone fairly close to me, where I was haunted by the thought that if I knew a year ago that this was going to happen, what could I have possibly done to prevent it? And you know, you scour the market, you try and see what's available out there, and everything I caught wind of was great at best at helping people, at helping authorities find the people. So you know, it was all retrospective. It was about finding the perpetrators, or it was about helping the victim cope.
Yeah.
You know, your rape kits. It was, you know, your coping mechanisms. Except there was nothing out there that I could find that was about saving the victim before the incident happened. And so that's kind of where my... where the beginning of the thinking was. It was about saying, surely there's a way of saving the person before the incident happened, from the moment that, and then you start to look around and say, well, how much time do you have between the moment you realize you're in trouble and the moment the actual trauma takes place? And in our studies, we then found that you are looking at somewhere between 2 minutes to 3 minutes minimum. In some cases, it's much, much longer.
Yeah.
But really, you've got that 60 seconds to 90 seconds to really make a difference. And so that was the beginning of the invention of SOS. And what SOS really is it's an alert mechanism that not only tells your father, your mother, your partner, the police, armed response, that you're in trouble, but it also sends a localized amber alert. If you know what an amber alert is. Basically, it tells everyone inside a 500-meter radius that you are in trouble and you need help now.
Yeah.
So if someone is inside that 500-meter radius, they are instantly informed of, number one, they are informed that you are in trouble. They're informed where you are and how far they are from you.
Oh, wow.
Which means they're able to stand up immediately and give you help. So if you can imagine a scenario, say, like what happened in the unfortunate incident with the Dross little child who was attacked.
Yes.
In a scenario like that, if she was SOS enabled, instantly everyone in that shop would have known from the moment she gets a fright that someone is in trouble, and everyone in that shop would be able to get into that bathroom before the actual sexual attack or the rape happens. Same thing with Uinene. Uinene is in the post office, and if she was sauce-enabled, the entire neighborhood around her, within 500 meters, would have known that she's in trouble, and they would have been able to get to her before this man either raped her or killed her. And the same thing goes for even Reva. Reva with Oscar.
Yeah.
In the time that she was in bed, where she realized that this man is serious, I need to run, she would have activated the her sauce app, and then stood up and run. But as she gets to the bathroom, the doorbell would have been ringing with however many neighbors and security and everyone else ringing, going, "Oi, we heard that there's trouble here.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?" And that is all you need to snap somebody out of that red zone where they are angry, where they are in killer mode. We're not saying people must go and be superheroes and start carrying guns and things. All it is about interrupting and going, "Hi, I see you.
Yeah.
You with the red t-shirt. Mm-hmm. What's going on?" Or, "Hi, we've just gotten an alert about this place. Is everyone here? Is everyone okay?" And that's how you do it.
I mean, some of those people that would be informed will at some point probably be police who will come around, or security who will come around to help. This is absolutely incredible. Now, can I, if somebody is in danger, activate the SOS app for that particular person to be able to get help, just in case they don't have a smartphone?
If you're standing next to them, absolutely.
All right. Oh, wow. Absolutely. Okay. That's even better. And is it already available? Can we download?
Well, no, it's not. We are getting very, very close to the download. We're working with the networks at the moment, because initially how we had done it is because we need to pay bills and things.
Yeah.
There was a cost factor to it.
Yes.
And so we had designed it so that it would cost, eventually we got it down to 11 Rand per person per month. And now we've been working with all the networks, and they've really been leaning forward. All four networks.
Yeah.
You know, there's one of them who's been a champion, but I can't talk about it yet.
Yeah, I think I can guess, but yeah.
One of the networks has really, really been a champion of this app.
Mm-hmm.
And the aim has been to say, this is not something people should be paying for.
Yes.
It should be something you download and have for free, like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. It should be that available, and it should be that accessible. And with that, everyone who's downloaded the app is suddenly able to be protected.
Oh, wow. I cannot wait for it. Please let us know. We'll also, you know, keep an eye out on your social media so that we can let our listeners know. That SOS app is ready. Download it so that if you find yourself in this kind of a situation, or you're next to somebody who's in this kind of situation, they can get help. Your socials?
Say again?
Your socials, what are they?
Oh, just Shomla Dandala. But actually, what you'd be looking for is at _ SOSSZA.
Mm-hmm. We shall definitely check it out. Thank you so much for your time. Please say it as in yesterday. So the sooner, the better.
We're really trying to push.
Yeah.
Trying to push.
Yeah.
The networks have, like I said, the networks have been very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a time delay because technical things take as long as technical things take. And there's also an entire legal side to it that we need to make sure that it is absolutely working perfectly. We need to be sure that people are protected, even legally.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't encourage people, like I say, pull out guns and start shooting and being a hero. Because, number one, you never know. You simply don't know who the victim is.
You may think
that you're walking into a situation, and just because there's a male and a female, the female is the victim.
It's
not always the case.
Yeah, we absolutely get it.
So all you want to do is interrupt. But more importantly, you want people to walk around saying, almost attacked here. I was almost raped here. My husband nearly killed me. My wife nearly did this. You want a scenario where people have almost been attacked.
You know, and we're sharing good stories, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because that way, you then have an Oscar who was almost a killer, as well as you have Reva, who is now alive.
You know, and they could also get help as well, because you never know why they do some of these things. This conversation could go on forever. I am absolutely enjoying it. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. And tell Lindy why I said hi. A lot of us are fans. And not Cindy, Lindy. Thank you, Tlamna. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, YouTuber.
All righty. That was Tlamna Dandala talking to us about the Source app. Make sure to you follow them. I saw it on Twitter. That is @_SOSSZA. And when it comes on, please share, retweet, make other people aware of it. That is against gender-based violence. So the more people have access to such, the better. And njengoba ashilo ukuthi they are working towards getting the app for free to everybody that is using a smartphone, and of course Utabu 70 is one of the networks. So yeah, let's do the thing. Let's share. Let's save people's lives. We're going to be announcing the winning song in just a bit. So yeah, it's coming up. This is Rise FM.
Rise FM, playing the best.